back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Says, hey, Democrats look stupid, so you don't bring it up. You don't bring up the hate speech by African-American kids screaming obscenities at white high school kids with a Trump hat on because it shows Democrats have real hatred. Listen, here's what we talk about here. We talk about what happens. Do I have an opinion? Oh, yeah. Do you have to listen to my opinion? If you listen to this show, you do, and I appreciate it. But it's based in fact. It's not based in one-sided nonsense that comes from the right and the left. Here's more. Tell one side of a story every day and promote hatred. Steve's not a radio personality. He's doing everything he can do to tell one side of the story to promote hatred. No. No. I'm telling you what happened. And there were three groups. The Native American group, the kids group from Kentucky, and a group called the Black Israelites, who absolutely,
Hebrew Israelites,
who are absolutely spewing hate speech.
That's their thing.
That's what they do. They're absolutely guilty. And as were apparently the kids, and the verdict on some of the Native American folks is still out. The whole thing got blown out of proportion, but the fact is the kids were guilty of being little jerks. The school, by the way, is closed until further notice because, speaking of jerks, there's people now that are threatening the kids. Like, that helps. At 7:44, there is an opportunity for you to... Well, get schooled on something going on in town that, frankly, has gotten buried, and it shouldn't. Ward Miller is the executive director of Preservation Chicago. And, Ward, it's nice to join us on the phone this morning to talk about the Obama Library and where it may or may not go.
Ward, good morning.
Right. Good morning. Good morning.
You know, this is this story is one that doesn't get a lot of traction. It's been a lot about the the actual building and the architecture and the Obama Center actually being here in Chicago. But there's a lawsuit that's going through the courts right now about whether or not it is even legal to build the Obama Presidential Center in Jackson Park, a public park. It's the public trust doctrine that was used for the Star Wars Museum that was going to be on a lakefront. But this continues to come up. There has been some movement, Ward, because some friends of the park or Protect Our Parks briefs have been put in place. Where are we right now with this, and what do we need to know about how this is moving forward?
Sure. So thanks for having us this morning. We're always grateful to be on WGN and talk about issues that are impacting us in Chicago and our organization, Preservation Chicago. And so we're in the middle of a federal 106 process and a court case, which is challenging the Obama Center. Was originally a presidential library, now a center composed of several buildings that are to be built on historic Jackson Park, a Frederick Law Olmsted park designed by one of the great landscape architects of all time, if you will, and, you know, built on 20 acres in Jackson Park, right where Jackson Park in the Midway all come together, which is really an amazing and special site. This is near the Museum of Science and Industry, and it literally cut down hundreds of trees for this primarily three-building campus, which also has an underground garage and another adjacent property.
Well, let me jump in here and ask you this.
Yeah.
The amount of parkland that the museum is using, was that agreed upon in advance? Are they taking more? I mean, where are we on that?
They've basically stated that they are taking approximately 20 acres. It's really 19.3 acres of land of this really amazing park that's, you know, been a public park for 140 years. It was also part of the World's Columbian Exposition or World's Fair of 1893. Right. And this, we think this will cause great harm to the park. And we've been asked, or we participated in writing a letter, a friendly letter to the court, on behalf of the POP lawsuit, if you will, that talks about the other museums in the park and how they came about.
Ward, that seems to be the issue today or just recently, is this idea that the Obama Presidential Center, they fought back in the lawsuit saying, take a look at all the museums at the Museum of the Parks, and that this is a big question people ask, saying, well, the Field Museum and where the Shed and Adler at, that's a park. Well, how did that happen? And there are other places throughout the city that have museums on parks. So how do you dispute the notion that parks have been built or museums have been built on parks before?
Yeah, actually, you know, that's the way it sometimes appears on the surface. But in reality, what's happened is that those parks that grew around those particular museum institutions that was definitely the case with the Field Museum, the Adler Planetarium, and the Shedd Aquarium, or the buildings were reused or repurposed, which we see with the Museum of Science and Industry, which was originally the Palace of Fine Arts, and the first Field Museum, the Field Columbian Museum, before it moved to Grant Park or Burnham Park, as we know it, on what was former railroad land. It existed within the Museum of Science and Industry building, which was reconstructed in the 30s in a more permanent fashion with stone versus sort of a hard staff, a plastic-like material.
There's no question that the parklands are beautiful and that they're crucial to Chicago, and that Preservation Chicago is doing a great job in trying to preserve them. But when it gets to this point for the Obama Library and the agreement to put in a particular spot and using a particular amount of space, how much can you do to preserve as much of Jackson Park as possible?
Well, I think one question that's really important to mention is it's no longer a presidential library. It doesn't fit those requirements anymore, and it's become a presidential center. So it'll be a 230-foot tall building. Basically, a 20-story building would be the principal building in the park. No building in the park is of that height or scale, which is kind of interesting to remember. It's no longer a presidential library. It's a presidential center. There'll be sort of a gathering space and museum, but it won't fit the criteria laid down by Congress to be a presidential library. So those original presidential materials and documents will be located elsewhere and available digitally at this site and perhaps other sites. And the true archive itself will be located somewhere else, yet to be determined. And there's quite a few stories about what's
happening totally get that, Ward, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we're short on time.
The amount of
space at Jackson Park you're trying to save, are they within the agreement that was struck or not?
There was no agreement struck with us or any other institution, and we're hoping that the federal 106 process and this legal case will bring about a change. We welcome the Presidential Center to Chicago and Chicago South Side, just not on the sacred parkland that has belonged to the people of Chicago for 140 years.
Are you confident that going through the process and what we've seen just recently, what we saw with George Lucas's museum, that the courts will side with Protect Our Parks, with you and the preservation of Jackson Park?
Well, we're hoping that there will be a discussion and that the courts will rule favorably to find another location for this museum close by that will annex in more parkland, but on private lands nearby. And we're hoping that one of these parks could be expanded. There's a wonderful site just west of Washington Park adjacent to the Green Line, 9 acres. That's available. And this would be a really more appropriate site for a large campus like this. There's no other example of an entirely new museum and an entirely new campus being placed in the middle of a historic Chicago park. And I think that's the difference between this and some of the other museums in the park, where the parks have grown around that museum, or the museum has taken over a previous building.
What's the timeline, and how do people, in regards to people expressing their opinion, and what do they do to get a hold of you, and how do they show support or express their own opinion? What do they do?
Well, they can reach us at preservationchicago.org or a number of, info at preservationchicago.org is another way to reach us. We will have a determination according to the courts at least this is what was specified previously, on February 14th, Valentine's Day. So that will probably be a day in which we get some information that from the judge that we can, you know, actually react to. But and there's also the Section 106 federal process that we're in the middle of, and that'll also determine if the appropriate use and some possible modifications to the plan. To date, really, there's been there was a plan presented, and there's been very few changes to that plan since it was first presented.
You know, we ought to be able to do both. We ought to be able to figure out an appropriate spot and not take Parkland in an egregious way. So, listen, Ward, thank you for being on. We're out of time. Thank you for being on. Executive Director of Preservation Chicago, Ward Miller, and I hope you'll follow up with Ward if, in fact, you are part of this in regards to living in Chicago and having an opinion and caring about Jackson Park. And also, if you want the Obama Center here and you're concerned that it might go somewhere else.
Well, that's always a threat, right? That's the way that the mayor did the same with the Lucas Museum. The idea was, well, if it's not, if you don't want it to be on the lakefront, then it'll go to L.A., and they did. And so this idea that a lot of things were kind of moved forward by the administration here in Chicago and the Obama Foundation with that concept that it has to be in Chicago, and we have to give them what they want.